Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second, grab your phone, and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We're a little late getting this out today, but as you can tell, still fighting that cold that was my parting gift from Orlando, Florida. Had it for a week, but getting better, guys. On the road to feeling better, finally. It has been a rough one. And when you work with your voice for a living, doesn't take much to take it down sometimes when you get one of these bad colds that's going around. So, been kind of laying up here, and some days are better than others. Today is a good day, so we'll take it. So, a lot going on there. Hey, I had a bunch of people asking me, what is the update on your shoulder? Good news here. I had that shoulder surgery about 5 weeks ago. Rotator cuff, all of that. Had to do the bicep work. I think they relocated it was a word. And they worked on that. And we're at week 5. Man, it's doing great. PT, physical therapy is going well. I'm weeks ahead of that. And due to an amazing doctor and great PT people, it's coming along. So this should be my last week in this crazy 6-week sling. So can't wait to get this out and start actually using my left arm. So feeling excited. I can't wait to sleep in a bed again where I'm not only on my back or the other side. So that I'm excited about. So take care of your shoulders out there, guys. I pushed mine a little bit too hard and paid the price. But man, it's feeling so much better. I knew day one after surgery it was better because even though I just had surgery, I was like, oh my gosh, that pain is so much more manageable just taking Tylenol. And so that was really good. Well, today I wanted to talk about a few things out there in the marketplace. We're seeing some different stuff. Gas prices are up because of, and there's a little bit of uncertainty with oil, with everything in Iran. I think this is going to be temporary. I think we're actually in a pretty good spot where there is a lot of oil available in the marketplace out there. So I don't think we're looking at shortages. I think we are going to see the typical stuff where it moves up super quickly and then it takes about twice as long to come back down. So I think that for you out there that is, you'll see the prices go up and down with what's going on in the world. I think that they will naturally go up and I think they will go back down again. And we could even see more oil coming freely here, which even lower prices, depending on what's going on with Venezuela and all the rest of that stuff. So noticed how that kind of just hit in the back of the news. That kind of disappeared after that, but still something going on there, obviously. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that. Now, this will affect some prices out there with trucking, shipping, that kind of stuff, lumber yards, that kind of stuff. You will see it if it gets too crazy. But I think we're probably going to see the president, would be my guess, saying that he's going to escort ships going through the strait and all that stuff. So I think we're going to be good on that, which should keep things kind of more settled, shall we say. So hopefully that will take care of that. We are coming into spring this weekend. Of course, we're changing the clocks. So we lose that dreaded hour, except for you guys in like Arizona, Hawaii. But I can't wait till we stop this whole daylight savings time thing. That would be very happy. I'm tired of changing it. I think we're at a point that we could make those changes, and I don't think anybody would notice. I'm sure there are people out there that are, going, well, I'd love to have it on your schedule. I get it. But it'd be nice not to have to mess with that. But the one thing I always remind you, check those smoke detectors, check those fire alarms, check the radon. And this is an air quality weekend, as I call it. So when was the last time you had your radon checked? Was it 2 or 3 years ago? Might want to think about doing that again if you're in a radon prone area like I am. But the carbon monoxide detectors, your smoke detectors, check the batteries on those. Check the dates. If they're over a decade old in the back, it's like milk. If they're over a decade, swap those things out. And like I talked about last weekend in the seminar I was talking about with some safety over at the Spring Portland Home and Garden Show, I was bringing up this point that we should all be thinking about. And what that is that many of those carbon monoxide detectors only set off warnings at 60 or 70 parts per million. And at that point, yeah, it's trying to prevent death, but you're already probably pretty sick. So in theory, you could have those in the right places and you could have high carbon monoxide, not enough to set that off, but enough to make you sick. So take a look and see what the effective range is on that. And some of the newer ones are getting down there, especially if you've got one of those handheld portable ones. Those are kind of nice because it'll tell you what's going on. So if you're in that even 4, 5, 6 parts per million, you got an issue you should be looking for. So take a look at that and see what's happening. So don't trust those all the time. I would get a little handheld one that you can carry around. It's smart. You can put it in the garage, put it wherever, just so you're making sure you know what's going on with those, because that could be a really big deal. But for the rest of the house, test them, make sure they're working. Are the batteries good? All that stuff. Make sure it's all dialed in. That way, you're ready to rock. Speaking of rock and roll, we had a fun week this week. My buddy Jimbo, you've seen him do cooking stuff with me, especially on our YouTube channel. He was in town and, we met up and went and got Sebastian Bach from Skid Row fame. And I got to say, that dude still has the skills. I was very impressed. Now, I'm not going to disparage too badly the opening bands. Whew, that was rough. I'll just say it that way. First band didn't have much chemistry. It seemed like they were kind of just thrown together. The second band, I tell you what, this was the biggest, I guess, contrast in rock and roll today. And I'm just going to say this. I know it's a home improvement show, but it's always interesting to tell some of these stories. It was this band that was opening up, female singer, female drummer. Their drummer, she was fantastic. By far the best musician in the group, hands down. But the problem was, I could see the laptop sitting there, and I could see that they had Adobe Audition sitting there, and they hit play, and they played along to the tracks. No, there were keyboards, there were 8x vocals. I'm not sure exactly if we were watching like the Grammys or something where it was fully lip-synced, or if it was a hot mic and she was kind of playing along. You couldn't hear the guitar player except for a couple things. And the rest of it was pre-recorded electronica music. Now, when I go to a rock show, I'm a little old school. I get that maybe you're not bringing the 25-piece band there, but this was so ridiculous. Out of the probably nearly 1,000 shows I've seen out there, because I've seen a lot in my lifetime, this was the first where the majority of what was coming out was not being played on stage, and it was absolutely insane. It was so much so that Jimbo and I were sitting there just laughing the entire time going, wow, this is not even close to real. And then Skid Row frontman, former Skid Row frontman, Sebastian Bach came up with his band and they tore the roof off the place and played well, didn't see any backing tracks. And you know, you can tell, here's a little secret. When you see the laptop and the iPad, and if they start a song over, like for instance, this is where this gets interesting. This is one of my tells. Sebastian Bach did not like some dude being a douchebag up in the front. He was pushing around and, oh my gosh, in the beginning of the show, first song, he stops it and goes, dude, we're too old for this. Knock it off. I thought it was awesome. He was protecting the female fans up in the front. Hats off to Sebastian Bach for stopping the show right when he came out, stopped it, put an end to it, kicked the guy out. Then they started right back up again. Way harder to do that when you have backing tracks and somebody over there to do that. These other bands that were using it, you weren't going to pull that off because someone would have had to gone over the laptop, move the thing back, and do it. Hats off to those guys. Amazing musicians, great show. And then hours later in the morning when I wake up, I hear that Sebastian Bach is going to be the lead singer of Twisted Sister, which I went, oh, that's interesting. See how that goes. But great show from them. Great show from them. Hey, I wanted to bring up our weekly recalls here. A couple things that we see out here. Anderson Windows recalls on their 100 series casement windows will fail. So somebody can lean up against it. This is on their casement windows. There's about 91,000 of them. So reach out to Anderson Windows or go to the CPSC.gov website. And again, guys, there are a ton of kids stuff. If you have children's toys, bedding, furniture, all that stuff, I would go on to CPSC.gov every week and take a look. You would not believe the stuff that's on there every single week. High chairs, everything else. The only other thing that's big, and this was one that I actually got caught on that I've got to go out and take a picture of now that this reminds me. Weber recalls over 3.2 million wire bristle grill brushes due to ingestion hazard. Yeah, we've talked about it, but even their new ones that had the new style wire that wasn't supposed to are being recalled. So all of those are going back. So they are getting rid of those. There are 3.2 million of them out there. I have one of them, so I'm going through that process now. And so again, just go to cpsc.gov/recalls. Now, one more thing I wanted to talk about today. I am going to be doing a series over the summer here on cities, HOAs, that kind of stuff that is out of control. I've been watching one here, for instance, in Portland that was getting out of control, and they've kind of resolved it. If I was a owner of this complex, I would not, but it was between the city of Portland, Habitat for Humanity, and a bunch of different homeowners. And they kind of have a resolution, but I tell you what, I would not be happy with it, but to each their own. I think these people that are living there are just trying to live their lives knowing that they're kind of stuck. But if you've got some big HOA thing going on or a city that's going out of bounds, like right now I'm investigating one that is in Cannon Beach, Oregon, where they have a city, it appears they have a city council that might be just a little overstepping here. And from what it looks to me is you've got a lot of city council members that own hotels and they're going after the short-term rental community there and trying to make separate rules for them versus homeowners. And we're going to be taking a deeper dive into that. I've asked for some information from them. We'll see if we get it. I'll be putting out request number 2 today. And we're seeing something there that's kind of getting out of control. So we're going to be bringing in people to investigate these kind of things, have some fun, talk about it. So you know if these things come up in your area that are limiting your rights as a homeowner or soon to be homeowner or want to be homeowner, you can look and understand and what's going on, because these things can be a big deal, especially when you're out trying to get your first home or maybe it's your forever home because you're going to retire there. So these are going to be a lot of fun diving into these stories. So head over to my website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and you can find out more there. And boy, I tell you what, if you've got, send me a message over there. If you've got something, I'd like to take a look at it and see if we can comment on it and get some more answers for you. Because I tell you what, I'm not an HOA fan. I mean, they do have their place, but they also can get out of control. And so can your local city council. So let's see what we can do with that. All right, everybody, I'm going to rest my voice. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. We got a great new show this weekend. I can't wait to show you. And we'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. I appreciate you.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.